Test 4. Listening, Part 4. Part 4 consists of two tasks. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about their leisure activities. Look at Task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the original reason each speaker gives for choosing their leisure activity. Now look at Task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H how each speaker feels about their leisure activity now. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 4. You will need to play the recording twice. Speaker 1.
When I was a child, my parents used to go ballroom dancing. I wanted to go too, but they said having 2 dancers in the family was quite enough. So I gave up that idea, but I was quite annoyed. So when I thought of making model aeroplanes and my father said I was too impatient, I was determined to prove him wrong. So that's what I started doing. I think I made the right choice, and I still make models when I have the time. It surprises me how few people seem to do it, because you learn about aviation and history, and you have to be very careful and accurate. It's very satisfying when you finish a model.
Speaker 2.
I've been keen on gymnastics since I was a teenager. It started when a new teacher at school set up a weekly gymnastics club to encourage us to get fit, I suppose. It really caught on, and for a while, practically everyone went, which, to be honest, was the only reason I did. Then people began to get bored and moved on to something else, but I found I was quite enjoying it, so I carried on. Then, when I got my first job, I joined a gymnastics club in my hometown. It was fun for a few years, but I may give it up now. It's quite demoralising seeing younger people doing things effortlessly that I struggle to do.
Speaker 3.
One of my school friends was taken ice skating by her parents. She wasn't particularly enthusiastic about it, but I was dying to go. I'd seen it on TV and thought it was brilliant, and had even decided to make a living as an ice skater. So they started taking me with them, and I was completely hooked. I made good progress and soon set my sights on winning a national competition. I knew it would be hard work, but I won the second time I entered. I was absolutely thrilled. It made me quite well known in the ice skating world. But that's not so good, because people have such high expectations of me.
Speaker 4.
I've been playing bridge since I was at school. There I was one of the better players, but the more I play, the more I realise there's a world of difference between that level and playing with experts. I'm so envious of their ability. I took up bridge because when I was a child, my parents used to watch TV for hours. The more mindless, the better. But I wanted something that would engage my brain. Then, when I was 11, I changed schools, and the new one ran a weekly bridge club. It was exactly what I needed. I loved trying to work out the best strategy for winning, and I made friends with several of the other children.
Speaker 5.
My family moved abroad when I was 12. I wasn't very happy at my new school, so my parents suggested I took up a hobby where I could meet other children with a similar interest. I chose tennis, mainly because there was a club near our home that accepted children. It really paid off, because I became really close to some of the children I met there, and we still see a lot of each other 20 years later. I didn't think I'd be much good at tennis, but I really took to it. I've now won a couple of regional tournaments, which is way above what I expected. In fact, it's hard to believe I've got to that level.
That is the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I will remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. You have 1 more minute left. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.